I'll just start with the crowd there. Brilliant to see so many kids here, the ball boys, the crowd. The club made a real go of it tonight, and I think they got to see a glimpse of what's coming, an entertaining game, an entertaining team. And it's brilliant to sign off on a win like that in front of our own crowd, and hopefully everybody leaves with a bit of excitement looking towards next year.
And this was by no way, you know, an easy game, because Bray, you know, still had a bit to play for, you know, going into the playoffs. They'd want to get a bit of momentum there. So, you know, they took the lead early on, and your guys showed a bit of character to come back and ultimately dominate the game.
Yeah, listen, Bray, very good. They're in the playoffs for a reason. Real top quality players. I felt we performed really well for the 90 minutes, whatever, 90 odd minutes, bar a couple of moments. The first goal, I think we should have been a bit more aggressive in our defending. Second goal is just a disaster, full stop. But as an overall piece, brilliant performance, passed the ball well. If there's one kind of critical element, it's probably we needed to be calmer and clinical in front of the goal, particularly the first half.
And there was a bit of maturity in the performance tonight, because, you know, you get back on level terms, you know, the crowd goes wild, and then, you know, you give away that sloppy goal, mix up at the back, and in times gone by, that's a time where Wexford heads drop, and then break them away with the victory. But you never let that affect you. As you say, you kept going forward. There was lots of attacks in that first half, and finally to get that goal, you know, and finally make it 2-2, you know, it's a maturity that's coming as well.
Yeah, it is, and to be honest with you, we're learning, and I said it maybe a couple of weeks ago that you can see that there's a change in kind of mentality and a twist in that. And again, tonight we showed the bad parts of it and also the good parts. The bad parts being the goals we give away. We still have that kind of element to shift out of our game. But then the good parts is the resilience now, that if we go behind, it's okay. We can still come back and win the game.
We speak about Jack Moylan nearly every week now. He finally got his goal after a few attempts tonight, but, you know, he's been transformative since he's come down, hasn't he?
Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant impact. A young player coming down, hungry to play games, hungry to make a name for himself. And listen, we'll do that. We'll give young players a chance. We'll give them a platform to go and do it, but they have to do their stuff too. And Jack's been absolutely brilliant. Brilliant off the pitch too, brilliant for the group, and I can't speak highly enough of him.
And Evan Farrell, you know, the local boy, getting a goal tonight, you know, he gambled for that goal and finally got his reward as well. So great to see, because that's what we want to see in Wexford, is more local lads playing for the team, and, you know, he's pointing the way forward.
Yeah, brilliant, and listen, he deserved that bit of luck probably for his goal. He took it well, nodding it over the keeper. He worked hard when he came on, but yeah, Ev has brilliant qualities. He can be a brilliant player for the club, and I hope he is. It's just he's still learning, he's still young. Likewise, Luke came in tonight, brilliant, and I don't know off my head, but I reckon there's about 6-7 maybe debuts from the 19s throughout my time here, and it's brilliant to see, and hopefully it entices young players to come to Wexford and stay in Wexford, because ultimately academy teams are there, and you're in an academy to play first team, and I'll give them a chance if they're good enough.
Mentioned the crowd again, you know, it was great to see lots of fans here, lots of local people here, you know, driving on the team, and you could see that the team were feeding off the crowd as well. So hopefully next year we might be able to see bigger crowds here, and if they start playing like that a bit more, playing a bit more football, that's what we're going to see.
That's it. Like I said in my first interview, there's excitement about how I want to play. It's full of energy, and I think it represents hard work and represents the Wexford community well. And listen, football is a fickle game. When you're winning, people come out, and hopefully, you know, people can see the changes that's gone on, and we had a brilliant crowd tonight. We send them home happy, and hopefully start next season well, and the crowds come.
One thing we want to see next season is a lot of these players coming back. Obviously, a lot of them are on loan at the minute. Have we any ideas how many of those will stay? Have you any idea who you want to bring in for next year? Obviously, it's still a long way away, but...
Yeah, listen, I haven't gone into it in too much depth, to be honest with you, at the minute. But listen, to be brutally honest, there'll be new players coming in, but there'll also be the core group of what we have here now.
Decent overall season. It's a last place finish, but there's a bit of progress in the whole club now. The 19s are doing well, the 14s are doing well. You know, it's good times ahead for Wexford.
Yeah, that's it. The bigger picture is it's now a positive pace to come. People view us in a positive light. They can see what we're doing. And listen, the world's our oyster now. It's up to us and up to me to go bring quality players in, keep our quality players, and really go at it next year.